Face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
And with a look at our noontime news on KROX AM 1260, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, and online at KROXAM.com, smartphone app, smart speaker, we're everywhere, KROX, I'm Mark Anderson. The UN effort to fight the world's worst cholera outbreak in Yemen was undermined by corruption from both sides in the country's civil war, an AP investigation has found. As the disease raged out of control, killing hundreds, Houthi rebels blocked a shipment of vaccines trying to bargain for benefits. Officials among the Houthis and the U.S.-backed government skimmed funds dedicated to fighting the outbreak and inflated figures to keep money coming, while UN aid agencies kept silent. Israel's prime minister is thanking President Donald Trump for recognizing Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terroristic organization. Benjamin Netanyahu says the designation serves the interests of our countries and of countries in the region. Earlier Monday, Trump said the U.S. had designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization as part of an effort to increase international pressure on the country. President Donald Trump's decision to name a top immigration officer to the post of acting Homeland Security Secretary reflects his priority for the sprawling department founded to combat terrorism following the September 11th attacks. Secretary Kristen Nielsen is leaving leaving her job at a time that the Trump administration is growing more frustrated over the number of U.S.-Mexico border crossings. Trump said yesterday that the acting head will be U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is surpassing his rivals in early fundraising and establishing himself as an indisputable frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders raised more than $18 million in the first fundraising quarter, far outpacing his rivals. Sanders is quieting the critics who questioned whether he could recapture the energy of his upstart campaign in 2016 when he lost to Hillary Clinton. And right-wing Euroskeptic populist parties in Europe announced a new expanded alliance today that aims to become the strongest faction in the European Parliament and seeks to radically transform EU policies on immigration, security, family, and environment. Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, leader of the Anti-Migrant League party, told a press conference in Milan that the goal of the new movement in the EU-wide elections next month was to win and change Europe. More news coming up.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Temperature at news time, 46 degrees downtown Crookston. That took a little bit of a jump from earlier today after a morning low of 37. And, well, the river reading, the latest we have, it's going down again, 22.02, that is. The peak that we've seen so far this morning is 23.11. Of course, we had the water jump a couple of feet late last night into the early morning hours, causing the city to open up the emergency operations center and get things going that way. And, well, I'm not sure if the ward command centers have opened yet or not, with us having reached over 23 feet. Okay, so they haven't opened yet, but the plans are underway for them to be open possibly later today. So we'll have more about that in our local news. And, of course, we'll talk more about the water levels in our weather. Even some road closures and some overland flooding and such. So all that coming up later. But in the meantime, for the rest of today, we're looking for partly sunny skies with a 50% chance of rain showers and a high 50 to 55 degrees today. Temperatures should be steady or slowly falling this afternoon and breezy with northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, increasing to around 20 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high 35 to 40 with north winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Looks like the highest temperatures for the coming week will be in the 40s. And overnight lows look like they'll mostly be in the 20s. A little bit of a chance of light snow on Thursday night. We'll take a more in-depth look at the weather forecast also later in this newscast. But next up is our state scene, being brought to you today by Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
On our state news headlines, well, Minnesota House Democrats are proposing a $1.2 billion investment for education in their just-announced Minnesota Values tax bill.
Years of Republican trickle-down economics and tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy have left our schools underfunded. Without stronger state funding, class sizes will continue to increase, teachers will continue to be laid off, and our school districts will have no choice but to go to local property taxpayers just to fund the basics.
That was House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Says around $900 million will be invested in E-12 education, with much of the revenue raised by plugging corporate tax loopholes. So far, Republican leaders have not commented on the DFL plan. A jury has been seated to hear the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer in the shooting of an unarmed woman minutes after she had called 911 to report a possible crime. Six of the 16 people selected to hear Mohamed Noor's trial are people of color. Noor is a Somali American. He is charged with murder and manslaughter in the 2017 death of Justine Demond. She was shot when she approached his squad car in the alley behind her home. It was a close call for a teenage driver who escaped a serious injury when a boulder rolled down a bluff along the Mississippi River and struck her car. Officials say the picturesque limestone bluffs along the Mississippi south of the Twin Cities can present some unexpected perils. It happened to a 17-year-old Sydney Flack on Friday night along Highway 61. Flack headed to Winona when suddenly a large boulder rolled down the bluff and stopped her Ford Focus dead in its tracks. Well, starting today through the end of the month, law enforcement officers across the state will be targeting distracted drivers. Mike Hansen is director of the State Office of Traffic Safety.
So it's up to each and every driver to make those good conscious choices when they get behind the wheel. Pay attention to what's important. Drive time is not catch-up time. It's not time for us to think about other things. It's time for us to pay attention to what's going on behind the wheel.
And that was distracted driving related crashes claim an average of 45 lives each year in Minnesota and contribute to 204 life-changing injuries. And it's Work Zone Awareness Week. The annual spring campaign coincides with the start of road construction season. MnDOT Sue Rowe.
This year we're going to have more than 200 active work zones throughout the state, and a work zone might be in anybody's neighborhood and as they travel back and forth to work. So we're just asking people to be aware of those work zones and to drive safely.
Over the past 3 years, there were 31 fatalities and 123 serious injuries in Minnesota work zones. On the North Dakota side of things, the Red River is cresting in the Fargo-Moorhead area with few problems, though overland flooding remains an issue in rural areas of the valley in eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. National Guard soldiers remain on standby to deliver sandbags in Cass County. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Gust says a winter storm expected in the upper Midwest later this week shouldn't add a lot more moisture to the valley. Firefighters used drone technology to help battle a house fire near Kindred. The drone from Cass County Sheriff's Office gave firefighters an aerial view of the fire, which allowed them to attack the hot spots. One person who was home at the time the fire broke out escaped without injury. And a priest in the Catholic Diocese of Fargo has been placed on leave while police investigate his conduct with youth. Bishop John Fulda says police informed him of some concerns regarding Father Wenceslas Katanga's interaction with a minor while ministering at St. Anne and Joachim Catholic churches in Fargo. And we'll be back with our sports after these words from Montague's and Prue.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a quick look at some of the scoreboards from the weekend on Friday in baseball action, Philadelphia defeating our Twins by a score of 10-4. UMC baseball hosting Upper Iowa the first of three games on Friday afternoon, with Upper Iowa defeating UMC by a score of 10-8 in 10 innings. Crookston baseball, the Pirates at Fergus Falls, was postponed from Friday. Women's softball, UMC losing 2 to Minnesota State Moorhead, the Dragons with a 7-3 win in Game 1 and a 14-5 win in Game 2. And NBA action, the Timberwolves defeated Miami 111-109. UMC men's golf was at a two-day Northern Sun Conference preview meet at Shoal Creek Golf in Liberty, Missouri. They ended day one in 16th place out of 18 teams and apparently wrapped up in day two on Saturday in 15th place. So they did gain one there in the play between day one and day two. Also from Saturday's scoreboard, the Twins defeating Philadelphia by a score of 6-2, as heard on KROX. Also heard on KROX, the Dallas Stars with a 3-0 victory over our Minnesota Wild on Saturday. On Saturday, UMC baseball, the other two games against Upper Iowa was a sweep for UMC with the doubleheader on Saturday. UMC with a 5-0 win in Game 1 and a 6-5 win in Game 2. Women's softball, a split with Northern State, a 4-3 victory for the Golden Eagles in Game 1 of the doubleheader, and a 3-0 loss to Northern State in Game 2. And, of course, the NCAA Final Four men's basketball tournament at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis saw Virginia defeat Auburn by a score of 63-62 and Texas Tech over Michigan State, 61-51. And, well, it set an all-time attendance record for an event at U.S. Bank Stadium when more than 71,000 people watched the Saturday semifinal game and Virginia star player DeAndre Hunter noticed.
It was amazing. I honestly didn't think it was going to be full because it was about 30 minutes before the game started and it was halfway full. But, I mean, by the time we came back out, it was completely packed and it was just crazy seeing all those people there just watching the game.
On yesterday's scoreboard, the Twins lost to Philadelphia by a score of 2-1. No word from UMC Women's Tennis. They were slated to take on the University of Wisconsin River Falls. The Timberwolves last night lost to Oklahoma City, 132-126, that final score. And, of course, tonight, the NCAA playoffs continue. And, well, another huge crowd expected in college basketball championship game at U.S. Bank Stadium. Largest audience ever to see the event at that venue again came on Saturday. Now, Texas Tech senior Matt Mooney says playing basketball in a football stadium in front of 70,000 fans takes some getting used to.
You can feel that atmosphere. You know, it's a big, you know, stadium, so it takes a little while to get used to. But once your adrenaline kicks in, you know, it's just you're playing basketball just like any other time.
Texas Tech and Virginia play tonight's championship game at 8:20 p.m. Now, as far as our local action for today, a few postponements. Girls softball, the Pirates were slated to host Sacred Heart. That's been postponed to April 16th. Boys tennis has been postponed. They were slated to go to East Grand Forks for a triangular that was to get underway at 10 o'clock this morning. That's been postponed. We don't have a new date yet, so that's today's action. Also postponements that we've already been made aware of. Crookston Pirate Boys tennis for tomorrow taking on Bemidji has been postponed to April 18th. And the Badger Junior High track meet set for Thursday has been canceled. And that's pretty much the time we're going to spend on sports for today. We'll be back with our local news and the weather brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Here are some of this week's grocery specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Hormel Always Tender Pork Chops, $1.99 a pound. For you fish lovers, the 16-ounce local Minnesota wild-caught Red Lake walleye fillets are $10.99. For those on those too-busy-to-cook nights, well, stock up on the 12-inch Big Daddy pizzas. They're 2 for $11. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, of course, with the river exceeding 20 feet shortly after midnight this morning, City of Crookston opened their emergency operations center overnight. City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner said the most recent forecast has increased the crest to 26 feet. River is currently down from its high water mark of 23.11 at 7:45 this morning. Dike patrols are currently walking the dikes every 3 hours until further notice. Ward command posts are not open as of yet. The river crest, again, projected at 26 feet, would be the fourth highest crest on record in Crookston since records began in 1887. And, of course, if you're looking for those river levels, there is a link on our website. Go to KROXAM.com, and on the weather page, there's a list of links there toward the top of the weather page. One of them will direct you to the river gauge. The topic for today for the Severe Weather Awareness Week is weather alerts and warnings. In the past 10 years, more than 55 people have died and dozens more were injured as a result of weather-related events in Minnesota, not including motor vehicles. Severe weather alerts are issued by the National Weather Service, and there are three types of those alerts: advisories or special weather statements, watches, and warnings, according to Crookston firefighter Shane Hellstab.
There is advisory, and that's essentially just making people aware that conditions are starting to look like they might be favorable for whatever the advisory is for, if it's heat or if it's a thunderstorm. When they start to upgrade that, they'll upgrade it to a watch. That's more getting a little bit more warning out, trying to get people prepared in the public on the fact that conditions are looking even more favorable and that there's a potential that could happen. When we get into a warning, sometimes that event is already taking place. Otherwise, it does not give you maybe too terribly much time with a warning to get prepared. So when we do have watches, we talk about being prepared. Warnings, that's more along the lines of taking action and carrying out that plan that you have.
Additionally, an advisory is considered a situation that could threaten life or property. Watches are favorable to those conditions and alternate plans should be made. And during a warning, a dangerous weather event is occurring or imminent, posing a likely significant threat to life and property. Warning sirens are operated independently by each county. Additionally, the Crookston Fire Department has the ability to activate the sirens within the city of Crookston, according to Helstab, who also reminds residents that the sirens are meant to alert people outdoors. Might be harder to hear if you are inside.
Those are outdoor warning sirens. Don't expect to, if you're indoors, that you're going to hear those as loud. When we do activate those sirens, there's a reason for it. We're asking people to seek shelter. We also do get stuff out to the media right away. There's no such thing as an all-clear siren. The only time those are activated is when we need people to take action.
And personal weather alerts can be set up through many apps on cell phones, tablets, and other devices. Many apps used on a device with GPS, such as a cell phone, will provide personal weather alerts for where that device is located at the time of the alert.
If you've got weather apps on your phone, you can sign up or you can click on boxes on those apps, and they'll send you alerts. So if all of a sudden the area that you're in ends up having a watch or a warning or something that pops up, that they send out, you're going to get that notification on your phone. We're really asking that, you know, as connected as people are, make sure that is something that you have on, especially when we come into spring, high water, also when we start running into thunderstorms, excessive heat, all those kind of advisories, watches and warnings.
And another form of alerts are wireless emergency alerts sent by local authorities and all registered phones to warn of a dangerous situation or critical information. Helstab encourages all residents to register for the new Polk County alert system, Everbridge.
You can go on Polk County's website, and they actually have, we have changed from Code Red to a system or an application called Everbridge. You can sign up for that. It'll do the same thing that Code Red did, but now if Polk County goes and sends something out, weather alerts, stuff like that, that's just another way to keep informed and keep in touch with what's going on with the outside world when we talk about weather and everything like that. So make sure you go and check on that website and sign up for that if you haven't already.
And Minnesota statewide tornado drill is going to take place on Thursday. Outdoor warning sirens and NOAA weather radio across the state will be sounding at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. on Thursday. The Crookston Fire Department was called to the 200 block of East 3rd Street yesterday at 10:14 a.m. Crews demolishing a building reported a flash fire. The fire was out before the firefighters arrived. It was believed to be caused by a reactive metal that was ignited when exposed to water. They found no danger of recurrence. And on Saturday at 7:20 p.m., they responded to a smoke alarm at the University of Minnesota Crookston caused by cooking smoke. Now, we told you earlier that the Emergency Operations Center was open and the flood forecast increased their crest to 26 feet. We have more on that from Angel Wiesner. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have those comments. We'll see if we can get that fixed for you at another time. Northwest Regional Correction Center announced arrests of following individuals. Kaylee Ann Schrader, age 35, of East Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. Demetrius Tyus Lee Little, age 20, of Bemidji, for felony fifth-degree drug possession and procurement or control sentence served. Bernard Elseth, 80, of Crookston, for misdemeanor domestic assault, intentionally inflicting or attempting to inflict bodily harm, released on personal recognizance. Danny Lee Parsons, 55, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession of Schedule 1 or 2 narcotics, LSD, MDA, or MDMA, in a school, park, or public housing zone. Michael David Thomas, age 34, of Grand Forks, for gross misdemeanor third-degree damage to property, reducing value $500 to $1,000. Jeremiah Martin Tollefson, 42, for misdemeanor permitting public nuisance. And Terry Lee Torgerson, age 55, of Hendrum, for felony terroristic threats. other news, well, let's see what else we've got for you. The Crookston City Council will be meeting tonight in the council chambers at City Hall at 7 p.m. The consent agenda includes approving the proposed March 25th council minutes and resolutions to approve City of Crookston bills and disbursements, approve City of Crookston purchasing policy, accept donation of a 2008 Chevrolet pickup from North Dakota Pipeline Company, LLC, approve final payment number 4 to Knife River for 2017 street improvement, approve contract with Law Enforcement Labor Services Local Number 31 for 2019 to 2021, calling for a public hearing for business subsidy agreement and assumption agreement for the Meadows LLC. The regular agenda includes resolution to approve a development agreement and authorize the execution of the agreement and to declare an emergency for the City of Crookston. Ways and Means Committee will meet immediately after the City Council. Agenda includes approving the March 11th and March 25th meeting reports, Small Business Development Center first year recap, Highway 75 bypass lighting project, and flood preparation update. And, well, let's see what else we've got. The Grand Forks Police are investigating a deceased individual. Approximately 4:59 yesterday morning, they were dispatched to the area of Interstate 29 and Demers Avenue for a report of a possibly deceased individual. CPR attempted, but the female victim pronounced deceased while being transported to the Altru Hospital. Evidence obtained on the scene appears to indicate the victim was struck by an unknown vehicle. Identification of the victim is pending at this time. The Grand Forks Police Department asking anyone with information in reference to the incident to call as soon as possible. The crash is believed to have occurred between 4:45 a.m. and 4:59 a.m. on Sunday. The striking vehicle would potentially have damage to the front bumper and hood. Grand Forks Police Department was assisted by Altru, Grand Forks Fire Department, Grand Forks Sheriff Department, and the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Crash Analysis Reconstruction Team and the Regional UAS Team also assisted in that investigation. And as we've been telling you, many road closures in the area, some of the rural roads having flooding, some roads, Highway 9 had some water over a couple of different locations between Crookston and Ada. Also, Highway 220 north of Oslo had some water over the road. Those roads remained open, but crews were monitoring them, so be aware of that. The Sorley Bridge should have closed approximately noon today as the officials over there prepare to set up the flood protection system between Grand Forks and East Grand Forks and get those walls up. Flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Clarence Anderson, born on July 28th of 1926 in Crookston, enlisted in the U.S. Navy on January 23rd of 1945 and served in World War II and Korea, was discharged in 1957 in Oakland, California. Clarence Anderson died on this date in 1986 in Crookston. As we start talking about the weather and continue talking about flooding, we do have a list of the road closures and other ways that traffic is being affected by high water incidents in the area. And again, at last report, our river levels in Crookston were just over 22 feet, and we've seen a high of 23.11 feet so far this morning. And again, quite the jump from yesterday. Central Park became inundated overnight this morning, and the EOC opened. Ward command posts should be organizing today and possibly be open again. River forecast now changing to 26 feet. Other areas that have flood warnings are the Red River at Hickson in Cass County, as well as Wapton in Wilkin and Richland County, Fargo in Clay and Cass County, Halstead at Norman and Trail County, East Grand Forks in Polk and Grand Forks Counties, Oslo along the Red River in Marshall, Polk, Grand Forks, and Walsh Counties, Drayton in Kitson, Marshall, Pembina, and Walsh Counties, and also in Pembina in Kitson and Pembina Counties. And Abercrombie on the Wild Rice River in North Dakota is seeing some flooding as well. Again, Crookston just into the, well, we're in the minor flooding area. And, well, moderate was the call for a while as well. Let's see. That brings us to our weather forecast for Crookston and the area for the rest of today. Partly sunny skies, a 50% chance of some rain showers and a high 50 to 55 degrees. With temperatures steady or slowly falling this afternoon, it'll be breezy with northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Expected to increase to around 20 miles an hour yet this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-20s with northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 35 to 40, north winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high 40 to 45 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high in the mid-30s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light snow and a low in the mid-20s. Then mostly sunny on Friday with a high 35 to 40. Partly cloudy on Friday night, low in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny Saturday, high in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low in the mid-20s. And mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s again on Sunday. So, again, for the latest on road information, you can check out the county highways on the county website at www.polk.co.mn.us. You can also check out the 511mn.org website for updates on the federal and state highways through our area. And check out our website, KROXAM.com. On the weather scene, on the weather page, we've got a link to those river level readings. And there's also stories that regard the road closures and other informations about flood warnings and watches. So our high yesterday reached 52 degrees. The low was 37. We got about 0.05 of an inch of rain, so about a half a tenth. The average high for Crookston on April 8th is 47 degrees. The average low is 28. Last year, a high of 30 and a low of 10. 78, the record high in 1931 with a record low of 5 above in 1997. And 6:50 a.m., our sun rose with the sun setting at 8:05 this evening. We'll have 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. And our low this morning, 37 degrees. And rain total, about 0.16 of an inch of rain so far for today. Current temperature 46 degrees with northwest winds at 6 miles an hour gives us a wind chill of 43 degrees. Again, the latest river level reading for the Red Lake River at Crookston, 22.03. 93% the humidity, the barometer rising at 29.76. And again, northwest winds at 6 miles an hour with 46 degrees gives us a wind chill of 43 degrees. And we're looking for a high today in the low 50s, steady or falling through the afternoon. Today's Noontime News has been brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Stennis Granite, and American Federal Bank. Inviting you to join us again for the Noontime News tomorrow.